This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just days before the presidential election, both campaigns are spending Saturday focused on key battleground states. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Kamala Harris is in Florida.
Well, hello, North Carolina.
That's Vice President Mike Pence, while President Trump is holding four rallies across Pennsylvania.
3 days from now, this is the state that will save the American dream.
Joe Biden is my brother.
Former President Barack Obama is adding his voice.
And he will be a great president.
It's great to be with the president again.
Accompanying former Vice President Joe Biden in Michigan.
It reminds me of what we can be when you have a president of character.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that the government is putting all of England under a month-long lockdown next week, after being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will overwhelm hospitals in weeks without tough action. At a news conference Saturday, Johnson said that the measures are necessary to preserve Britain's health.
We've got to be humble in the face of nature. And in this country, alas, as across much of Europe, the virus is spreading even faster than the reasonable worst-case scenario of our scientific advisors.
Unlike during Britain's first lockdown, schools, universities, and manufacturing businesses will stay open. Britain reported more than 21,900 new confirmed virus cases on Saturday, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic there to more than 1 million. French police said a Greek Orthodox priest was shot Saturday outside his church in the city of Lyon, and authorities are hunting for the assailant. The attack came amid tensions over a French newspaper's publication of caricatures mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. This is VOA News. Turkish rescue workers in the city of Izmir are racing to release trapped earthquake survivors, dismantling walls and removing debris from Friday's earthquake. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has details.
In Izmir, rescue teams continue searching for survivors in the debris of collapsed buildings following the magnitude 6.9 quake. Around 100 people have been rescued, but authorities fear there may be more trapped under the rubble. Seismologists say that due to the shallow depth of the quake's epicenter, potentially powerful aftershocks could be expected for several weeks. Turkey has suffered from lightly regulated construction, which can lead to serious damage and deaths from earthquakes. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Scottish movie legend Sean Connery, who shot to fame as the suave, sexy, sophisticated British agent James Bond and went on to grace the silver screen for four decades, has died at the age of 90. Reuters' Megan Ravel has the details.
Action!
The actor graced the silver screen for four decades. Raised in near poverty in the slums of Edinburgh, he worked as a coffin polisher and milkman before his bodybuilding hobby helped launch an acting career that made him one of the world's biggest stars. As Bond, his debonair manner and wry humour belied a darker, violent edge. He is credited with crafting a depth of character that set the standard for those who followed him in the role. Connery played a series of noteworthy roles besides 007, winning an Academy Award for his role in the 1987 movie The Untouchables. Connery retired from movies after disputes with the director of his final outing, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, in 2003.
That's Reuters' Megan Ravel. Tens of thousands of security forces deployed across Ivory Coast Saturday as the leading opposition parties boycotted the presidential election, calling President Alassane Ouattara's bid for a third term illegal. While there were scattered reports of unrest, voting went forward in the commercial capital of Abidjan, despite threats to block polling stations from opening. Ouattara cast his ballot in the city's Kokodi neighborhood, where he called on Ivorians to halt acts of violence aimed at disrupting the vote. More than 20 people have died amid clashes ahead of the vote in the West African nation, prompting the United Nations and human rights groups to call for calm. The International Space Station marks a big milestone Monday, the 20th anniversary of the arrival of the first crew. 241 people from 19 countries have visited the orbiting outpost. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.